Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Friday, December 28th. Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., a very cold, rainy Washington, D.C., I might add. Well, the big news, of course, is Benazir Bhutto, her death, how she died. That's the big question. Everybody's buzzing about that. I don't expect to have anything to say about that for the simple reason that if I pretended to say I really know anything about that, I'd be lying to you. I can tell you this much, though, that the conspiracy theorists are already beginning to spin on this, and I'll look forward to reading what they have to say, but we're not going to talk about I'm not going to talk about Benazir Bhutto on here tonight, other than mentioning it. But if you want to call in later and talk about it, you're more than welcome to if you have a theory or an opinion about it. But somebody did ask me earlier today what I thought about Benazir Bhutto's death. And I said, well, she's a dead politician. I said, that sounds like good news to me. Well, speaking of politicians, you know, folks, you know, as I said, I think here last night, you know, I thought we were done with John McCain at long last, but I'm not so sure we are. Robert Novak in the Washington Post today has a column. He writes, is this McCain's moment? He says, Senator John McCain, given up for dead a few weeks ago as he ran a cash-starved, disorganized campaign, today is viewed by many, or by canny, Republican professionals as the best bet to win the party's presidential nomination. What's more, they consider him their most realistic prospect to buck the overall Democratic tide and win the general election. Indeed, if Mike Huckabee holds on to win the January 3rd Iowa caucuses, the road forward could be clear for McCain. Well, you know, maybe we get what we deserve. I don't think even in our grandest hopes any of us ever really thought that Ron Paul would win the Republican nomination. So it was down to a case of a bunch of bad apples, and they've all been juggled in the air in front of us by the masters of the media. And it should be no surprise that the masters of the media, Jewish all, I might add, love John McCain. As I've said, we're going to talk a lot about John McCain in the coming weeks, just repeating what we've already said about him and keep on keeping on reminding people what a really horrible piece of garbage John McCain really is. And he is a really horrible piece of garbage. I mean, he's, in many respects, in some respects, he's as bad as Rudy Giuliani, or maybe even worse, if that's possible. Mike Huckabee, well, the less said about him, the better. I don't ever believe that they would give him the Republican nomination unless they wanted him to lose to the Democratic nominee. And when I say they, I mean the people who own the media, and that is the people who own the media, as we know, those of us who are tuned into this rather difficult subject, we know that those who control the media do control the vote count in this country. If that comes as a surprise to you, that might mean you're a regular, or you're not a regular listener to this program, or are not familiar with the subject of vote scam. Very simple word with a very powerful history behind it. And if you don't know about vote scam, folks, all you got to do is go to Google and put in that term vote scam and the name Collier, C-O-L-L-I-E-R. The late Ken and Jim Collier were the pioneers of this subject matter called vote scam. Well, I hear that music coming up, folks. We are going to the break. When we come back, I want to tell you a very interesting little story about another media effort.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up at 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Collins Piper returning here on RepublicBroadcasting.org. Before we went to the break, talking about this garbage man, John McCain. I've always been calling Rudy Giuliani the garbage man, and I still think he is a garbage man, with apologies to those who really do make their living emptying garbage and picking up garbage, because any profession, virtually any profession, is better than the profession of being a bought and paid for politician, which of course John McCain is. You know, I decided I'm going to come back to John McCain and talk about him and relate back to you what I've already written about him, because if you haven't heard it before, you need to hear it now, and if you have heard it before, you need to hear it again. But I want to tell you a very interesting little story about an item that appeared in the Washington Times today. A story about Fred Thompson, whose campaign for president just doesn't seem to have gone anywhere. And then again, they could resurrect him, just as they've apparently tried, or are apparently trying to resurrect this vampire, John McCain, whose heart I thought had already been pierced by a stake. Well, evidently they pulled the stake out, and like in the old Dracula movies, Dracula, or in this case, McCain, has risen from the grave. Well, in regard to Fred Thompson, Washington Times has this story today pointing out that Fred Thompson is banking on New Hampshire to revive his faltering campaign. And they say, well, poor old Fred only has 3% of the vote, according to the polls, okay? I wish I had this article handy here in front of me. I don't. I would read it to you directly. But then, in the closing paragraph of this article, folks, it says, Ron Paul, the Republican congressman from Texas, is scoring 7 points more than Fred Thompson in polls in New Hampshire. In other words, folks, they kind of wrote it backwards there. What that means, if you can't figure it out for yourself, is that Ron Paul is getting 10% of the vote, according to the polls in New Hampshire, according to the polls that they're citing. And Fred Thompson, who's said to be one of the top-tier candidates, or at least the second-tier candidate, and of course they ignore Ron Paul consistently, Ron Paul is at 10% of the vote, and Fred Thompson's at 3% of the vote. But they say it backwards. They say Ron Paul is winning 7% more than Fred Thompson. Well, you know, as we talked about here in this program, we all know how David Duke would poll in the polls, the official polls. And part of the reason they suspected, so they said, was that David Duke would poll less than he did at the actual polls because people didn't want to admit they were voting for him. So is it conceivable that if they're willing now to admit that Ron Paul is getting 10% in New Hampshire, maybe he's really getting 20 or 30% in New Hampshire? Well, we'll see soon enough. But isn't it interesting that they go to such lengths to try to suppress the news about Ron Paul or bury it at the end, the last paragraph of the story? Oh, boy, folks, you know, if I ever became dictator, you know, one of the first things I would do would be to bust up these media monopolies. And I'd take out some of the worst of the conspirators and just string them up on the nearest light pole. Really, what more can we do? These are the people who count our votes through this scam called vote scam, computerized voting, controlled by a secretive media consortium on election night that officially announces what the votes are, and all three of the networks, all of the big networks rely upon this secretive unit to tell them what the vote, quote-unquote, results really are. What a horrible, horrible situation we're in, ladies and gentlemen. Well, you know, my mother always accused me of quoting myself. Well, I'm going to quote myself here, ladies and gentlemen, in the next few minutes and into possibly the break afterward, the break that follows coming up. I'm going to talk about John McCain, taken from my book, The New Jerusalem, Zionist Power in America, Jewish Power in America. I have a chapter in there, The Brontman Gang, The Royal Family of American Jewry. Sam and Edgar Brontman, godfathers to Al Capone and John McCain. Well, talking about the Bronfman family, I say a particular interest is the hidden influence of the Bronfman family in the state of Arizona, a state viewed in the minds of most Americans as somehow a paradise of cowboys, cactus, and wide open spaces, a conservative stronghold independent of the corruption and intrigue found in New York, Miami, Chicago, and Los Angeles. In fact, Arizona ranks right up alongside the great crime capitals. And that most unpleasant status can be traced directly to the influence in Arizona of the Bronfman family. And, of course, Edgar Bronfman, head of the World Jewish Congress for many years and still its prime mover. Well, I say Bronfman influence in Arizona is so strong it can be rightly said the Bronfmans are no less than the godfathers behind the political career of America's best-known reformer, John McCain. Here's where the details begin, ladies and gentlemen. In 1976, a crusading Phoenix reporter, Don Bowles, was murdered. He was blown up after writing a series of stories exposing the organized crime connections of a wide-ranging number of well-known figures in Arizona, including one Jim Hensley, H-E-N-S-L-E-Y. Well, 5 years later, honest John McCain arrived in Arizona as the new husband of Hensley's daughter, Cindy. Well, Charles Lewis of the Center for Public Integrity, now he's never been accused, folks, of being an anti-Semite or a conspiracy theorist or a Jew baiter or anything like that. He says that from the moment McCain landed in Phoenix, the Hensleys were the key sponsors of his political career. But, folks, as I'm pointing out to you, the people behind the Hensley fortune are even more interesting and controversial, and it is the Bronfmans, folks. Now, while it is well known that McCain's father-in-law, who died some time ago, was the owner of the biggest Anheuser-Busch beer distributor in Arizona, one of the largest beer distributors in the nation. The mainstream media has had nothing to say about the origins of the Hensley fortune that financed McCain's rise to power. The Hensley fortune is no more than a regional offshoot of the big-time bootlegging and rackets empire of the Bronfman dynasty. McCain's father-in-law got his start as the top henchman of one Kemper Marley, who for some 40 years until his death in 1990 was the undisputed behind-the-scenes political boss of Arizona. But Kemper Marley was much more than a machine politician. In fact, he was also the Meyer Lansky crime syndicate's top man in Arizona, the protege of Lansky Lieutenant Gus Greenbaum, who operated out of Phoenix. And, of course, Meyer Lansky was a longtime partner in bootlegging and racketeering with Edgar Bronfman's father, Sam Bronfman. More details, folks. Don't want to bore you with details, but you need to know the details so you understand exactly the roots of John McCain. Well, this guy, Gus Greenbaum, set up what was called Transamerica Publishing and News Service. They operated a national wire service for bookmakers. Well, in 1946, Greenbaum turned over the day-to-day operations of that to Kemper Marley. Well, Greenbaum, actually, he was such a major part of Lansky's empire that when Meyer Lansky ordered the assassination of his longtime close friend and associate Bugsy Siegel, it was Greenbaum who came into Las Vegas and took over the Flamingo Casino there. That was the first big mob, Jewish mob casino in Las Vegas. Well, Greenbaum himself was later murdered in 1948 in a mob hit, and that set off a series of gangland wars in Phoenix. Well, bringing it back full circle here, this guy Kemper Marley was Lansky and Greenbaum's man in Arizona. Well, during this time, Marley was building up a liquor distribution monopoly in Arizona. And according to Marley's longtime public relations man, Al Lazanitz, it was the Bronfman family that set Marley up in the liquor business. Now, in 1948, some 52 of Marley's employees, including Jim Hensley, who later became John McCain's father-in-law, went to jail on federal liquor violations, but Kemper Marley didn't. Well, the story in Arizona is that Hensley, McCain's father-in-law, took the fall for Marley, and when Hensley was released from prison, Marley paid back Hensley's loyalty by setting him up in the beer distribution business. Well, that beer company today, the base of John McCain's personal fortune, is worth some $200 million. So you see, Hensley was a henchman for Marley, who was a front man for the Bronfman. Now, there's more. There's more to this, folks. McCain's father-in-law also dabbled in the dog racing business, and he expanded the family fortune further by selling his dog racing track to an individual connected to the Buffalo-based Jacobs family, a Jewish family who were leading distributors for Bronfman liquor smuggled into the United States during Prohibition. Well, these Jacobs families' enterprises were once described as being probably the biggest quasi-legitimate cover for organized crimes, money laundering in the United States. So this mob family Jacobs, associates of Meyer Lansky, bought out a dog track owned by McCain's father-in-law. That's mob money financing McCain's in-laws, ladies and gentlemen. Good God.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. Before we went to the break, I was reading, paraphrasing, I would like to say, rather substantial details about the organized crime origins of John McCain's family fortune, and they are organized crime origins. Now, of course, you can say John McCain can't be held responsible for that. But, folks, you know, Let's just be honest about it. Now, those details are all in my book, but, you know, in terms of trying to communicate that to people, most people don't really have much of an attention span. And if you start talking about Meyer Lansky, most people really don't know who Meyer Lansky is, and they don't know who Edgar Bronfman is, and they've never heard of Jim Hensley and Kemper Marley and Don Bowles. So, you know, And I don't like the term mafia because it's really a fraudulent term in many respects, at least from the public perception of what organized crime is and has been in this country. Well, you know, you can say, well, John McCain is owned by the Jewish mob, and that's technically correct. But, you know, if you say that, most people will immediately freeze up when they hear that dread word, Jewish. Jewish. That's a scary word to a lot of people. So if you want to just spread the word about John McCain in a basic sense, just tell people, tell your friends and neighbors who will listen to you, or who don't want to listen to you as often, unfortunately, as the case may be, just simply say this much: John McCain is tied up with the mafia. John McCain's in with the mafia. John McCain's family fortune comes from the mafia. It's as simple as that. Spread the word. Tell people that this so-called reformer is really tied up with the mafia. And for those who want the real details of it, well, you know, you can probably find some of those details on the internet. My writings about John McCain may actually be posted somewhere on the internet. I'll have to arrange for them to be posted somewhere so that people can get those details. But those details can be found by anyone who wants to do a little bit of research on their own. They don't have to refer to the writings of an evil anti-Semite like Mike Piper. But the fact is, John McCain ain't no reformer, ladies and gentlemen. Ain't no reformer, ladies and gentlemen. Not at all. Now, talking about John McCain and his Las Vegas connections is a perfect segue into something that I have been threatening to talk about on this show, and it's a book that's been out for a while. And I do believe it's now out. In fact, I know it's now out in paperback. And if it's not available in the bookstores still, I am sure you can get it at Amazon.com. But it is a book that you will find very, very interesting if you're interested in the secret power forces behind Las Vegas and the impact that Las Vegas has had on America. And it has had a substantial impact on America, folks. So listen carefully, because this book is just as powerful as a book I talked about on this program called Super Mob by Gus Russo, which laid bare in no uncertain terms the real forces behind organized crime in America. And they weren't Italian Americans, folks. There were a lot of Italian Americans involved at a certain level in organized crime. But as Gus Russo made clear in his book, Super Mob, which I know many of you have read at my recommendation, if I can base it upon the comments I've gotten here and in emails I've gotten. Gus Russo's book, Super Mob, is definitely one that you do need to read if you haven't read. But this other book that I'm talking about is called The Money and the Power. We're going to be going up to a break here very shortly, so if you want to grab your pen and paper, I'm going to give you more information about this book, because I don't want you to miss this book if you can get a copy of it. It first came out in 2001, and I find myself picking it up and going through it. It's the kind of book that you can open to virtually any page and learn some amazing details about the history of organized crime in America, focusing in this book on its connections to Las Vegas. But these connections, as this book makes clear, are international connections. And yes, folks, they do go right to Tel Aviv. Now, this book, as I say, is The Money and the Power. The subtitle of it is The Making of Las Vegas and Its Hold on America, 1947 to 2000. And the authors of the book are Sally Denton and Roger Morris. They were husband and wife. I've heard they're separated. Sally Denton and Roger Morris. And Roger Morris is a very interesting guy, folks. He is a former staff member of the National Security Council right up there in the White House in Washington, although it escapes me at the moment as to whose National Security Council he served on. I can't remember if it was Ronald Reagan's or George Bush's or even Bill Clinton's. But needless to say, Roger Morris is a pretty well-known writer. And now I check it, he served on the staff of the National Security Council under both Presidents Johnson and Nixon. He's won several national prizes from the Investigative Reporters and Editors Award. He's been a Guggenheim Fellow, a Fellow of the National Endowment for the Humanities, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So when we come back, I'm going to talk more about this book. So get your pen and paper handy if you don't have it handy now, folks. Stay tuned. I think you'll find this interesting. I certainly do.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. You know, one of our sponsors here on this network is The Bible Says. Now, I trust you have your pen and paper handy because I was telling you, or I'm going to give you more information about this book that I was talking about, but you might want to take down this 888 number, a toll-free number, 888-211-1715. If you call that number and request packet F, as in the word free, you'll get a free packet that's available to all RBN listeners. This packet contains free DVDs and books like National Sunday Law, The Great Controversy, The Secret Terrorist, and much more. That's one of our sponsors for this network, The Bible Says, and their number is 888-211-1715. Well, the book I was talking about, The Money and the Power, by Sally Denton, D-E-N-T-O-N, and Roger Morris, M-O-R-R-I-S, and I do not believe he's Jewish, for those of you who are interested, is a very interesting book. It's primarily a history of Las Vegas, but it demonstrates how the power of Las Vegas and the Jewish crime syndicate that played such a major part in setting up the state, or setting up the city of Las Vegas as a gambling mecca, how its power spread nationwide well up into the Reagan administration through former Nevada Governor and Senator Paul Laxalt, who You know, as a guy, I always kind of liked him, but, you know, you look at the story of it, you find out that he was tied in lock, stock, and barrel with many, 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 many powerful Jewish gangsters operating out of Las Vegas. And what's interesting is that this book pulls no punches in laying out the fact that it was indeed Jewish gangsters in Las Vegas who were allied with Jewish crime syndicates in some of the in most of the major cities in this country, Jewish crime syndicates that ran the Democratic Party political machines in the big cities. And a particularly interesting part of the book, and I have mentioned it on this program before, is a description of how when Tennessee Senator Estes Kefauver ran for president in 1952 in the wake of his investigation into organized crime, you found all these Jewish gangsters pulling their strings with these Democratic political organizations such that they blocked Estes Kefauver's nomination in 1952 and put Adlai Stevenson, who was then the governor of Illinois, in as the Democratic presidential nominee. Stevenson didn't really particularly want the job, but they said to him, you know, Adlai, we got to stop Estes Kefauver. And that's exactly what they did. And, you know, one of the people that helped stop Estes Kefauver was that great progressive liberal Hubert Humphrey. And, you know, this book points out that when Hubert Humphrey was sworn in as vice president under Lyndon Johnson in January of 1965, you know who it was that held the Bible that Hubert Humphrey was sworn in on? It was the Jewish crime boss, a great pornographer and liquor baron from Minneapolis. Now, I had the page turned back here, so I can't find it, of course, now that I need it. But needless to say, that great reformer, that great progressive, that great liberal, Hubert Humphrey, who is even often called a crime buster himself, he allowed a Jewish pornography, liquor, and prostitution king to hold the Bible for him when he was sworn in as vice president of the United States. That's just one of the little revelations in this book. It's a fascinating book, ladies and gentlemen. It's like almost 500 pages, very detailed, very, very, very interesting reading. Very is a bad word to use because it's just a bad word. It's overused. But in any case, The Money and the Power, very interesting book. There we go again. And another thing that I should point out is that the author does note in a number of places that the rise of organized crime in Las Vegas, Jewish organized crime, was integrally linked to the founding of the State of Israel. He says somewhere in the book that the whole history of Israel is interconnected with the history of Las Vegas, and you'll find that out in reading the book. It's just a tremendous book, folks, and I'm sure you can get a copy of it, if only secondhand, but well worth the read. The Money and the Power by Sally Denton and Roger Morris. Do read the book because it's just part of the secret history of our time. One more thing about the book, and we're going to go to the phones here in a moment. One other interesting thing about the book is that it demonstrates the fact that when Howard Hughes, the billionaire, came in and supposedly bought up Las Vegas, it probably wasn't Howard Hughes that was doing it. It was people who had taken control of Howard Hughes' empire, and they were collaborating, folks. This is interesting. Collaborating with both the CIA and organized crime to use Howard Hughes' fortune. Essentially, and this is interesting and intriguing and complicated, but essentially what they did, they wanted to give the image that Las Vegas had been cleansed of its gangster past. So what happened was Howard Hughes, or his company, came in and bought up all these Las Vegas casinos and put hundreds of millions of dollars legally and directly into the pockets of the various Jewish gangsters who owned or controlled or profited from the various casino enterprises. But these same guys continue to run the companies, run the casinos, even though they didn't own them anymore, and they still continued to take what they call the skim from the money, from the gambling in there. So this, and then on top of that, folks, you found that the casinos were jointly used by the mob for the profiteering, and the CIA laundered money through these casinos for its international black operations. And this was all going on while everybody thought that Howard Hughes was running the casinos that he had supposedly purchased. Poor old Howard probably didn't know anything about it. Well, in any case, you got to read the book, folks. Try and get a copy of it. All right, we're going to go to the phones here. We only have a few minutes left. Let's go to Indiana, where we have Country Boy waiting very patiently.
Hey, this disc, Firestorm Over Dresden, outstanding.
Firestorm Over Dresden, that is, which one is that? Is that this is one I just heard about or talked about.
I got it the same place. I got the Victor Ostrovsky, the Mossad DVD. So it might be from the Barnes Review, but this is a black and white documentary of the Dresden firebombing of World
War II. Yeah, you know, I'll tell you, the reason why that's roomy, Country Boy, is because I just saw some new material about Dresden the other day, and that's why I'm a little confused there. Well, that whole story of Dresden, you know, is a story they've tried to cover up relentlessly.
This,
you know, the official story is that, what, 25,000 people died, when in fact the figures go well beyond that, maybe 300,000 or more. A very real Holocaust, by
more,
the way.
Yes, that is the correct term. And this is by the International Historic Films, IHF, out of Chicago, Illinois. Hey, my question is, do you know of anybody that has published or republished either the book or the two books by Ostrovsky? Probably dealing with his time in the Mossad.
Do you know, that's interesting. Well, the easy answer to that is no. As far as I know, the books are no longer in the bookstores. I haven't seen those books in the bookstores for a long time. You can probably get secondhand copies of them through Amazon.com. But my understanding is that Victor Ostrovsky has pretty much dropped out of the political scene. But I do know, oddly enough, that there was a gallery, an art gallery, in Cincinnati, Ohio, that was selling paintings by Victor Ostrovsky. So he's devoting himself to painting these days. Really, actually, I've seen some pictures of some of his works. Really unusual and interesting stuff. But he, as far as those books are concerned, in the English language here in the United States, I don't think there are any American publishers still putting them out.
Because very revealing, and I'd like to learn more about it. Hey, I was in Chicago. I picked up two newspapers. Now, this is the Sunday before Christmas. I picked up the Chicago Sun-Times, and it had something about this columnist was going to explore and pioneer an area that needed to be pioneered. So anyway, I opened it up. And this is Sun-Times columnist Neil Steinberg visits a dominatrix. Yes, this is the kind of crap and garbage and sacrilege that goes for common fare. Three-quarters of a page, it's got a picture of her. And this is the great pioneering thing that he is doing. And as I read in it, the name of the dominatrix, it says Lilith. Lilith's mother was born in Chicago, but settled in Israel, where Lilith was born. Isn't that nice?
Yeah. You know, of all of the things that people want to know about, or should know about, or, you know, you're right about this. I mean, this is the Chicago Sun-Times.
Yes, and there's more. It says up here, neocons. It says the deconstructing of the GOP. It has corporate cons, paleocons, theocons, and neocons. These are the pointy-headed intellectuals holed up in think tanks like the Project for New American Century, moving their little armies around a risk game board. Paranoid of the boogeyman under the bed. They feel secure only when dropping bombs on brown people overseas, and obsessed with keeping others as scared as they are, as they feel themselves. That's the definition. However, they're missing one or two words there.
I think so. Mm-hmm.
Then you go to the travel section, okay? And it says, once in a lifetime, a pilgrimage to Israel. and it, you open up the page. This is the travel section of the Chicago Sun-Times. It says, wide-eyed guests try to take in all the natural blue beauty, including the bluest sky imaginable. This is how they describe Israel. Then it says that these people come over there and they seize the opportunity to donate blood to the Mogen David Adam, Israel's version of the Red Cross. So this is the type of things that people are it's put down, and these are, you know, these are all thoughts being put into people's minds. Then continue on, and it says other thoughts. Big, big headline here in the Sun-Times, it says, mainstream churches are unfair to Israel. First paragraph. While the Council on American-Islamic Relations complains about the rising animosity in America towards Muslims, comma, the latest FBI statistics on hate crimes revealed this interesting fact, colon, bias offenses against Jews outnumber the anti-Islamic incidents 6-1. And it's about this goofy woman who was a Roman Catholic nun who became a lawyer, and now she's head of this group that is attempting to get churches in America to come over to the Israeli side. And the name of the woman is Lout. He says, as Lout sums it up, it comes to the heart of the issue. We see in our mainstream denominations relentless attacks on Israel and Israeli policies, and our concern is that going to fuel anti-Semitism within the churches. And they got one or two more here about, written by either Jewish or Why Cynics Exploit Christmas. A pathetic House resolution panders to the religious supremacy by Ben Goldberger. And, you know, if you find out who owns this, the Sun-Times, he's the same guy that owns the Chicago Tribune group. His name is Sam Zeld, a billionaire who became a media mogul just by buying the group.
In fact, you know, as I recall, the Jewish Forward, in a front page story about Sam Zell, described him as, and I'm paraphrasing here, either a hardline Zionist or a committed Zionist or a fervent Zionist. Well, it's obviously showing in the news coverage and the editorials and the feature stories, if you can call a story about a dominatrix a feature story.
Yes, I will.
It's almost like over the top. It's like, you know, if I wanted to do a caricature, you know, a satiric caricature in writing of a pro-Israel, a Jewish-controlled pro-Israel newspaper, I would write about it and describe those kind of stories appearing in it. But the fact is, these stories really do appear in a real live newspaper a real live publication that purports to be a news paper when it's anything but that.
This is the Sunday before Christmas, friend.
Well, you see, that's the intention. That's the intention. It's interesting to bring that up, Country Boy, because I noticed here during the last week or so that in the Washington Post and the Washington Times here in D.C., that those papers, again, have that same kind of underlying tone in their quote-unquote news coverage and in the little stories that pop up here and there. So, you know what's scary, though? This is probably happening all over the United States, even as we speak.
This is acceptable, this one-sided garbage. I will say, and the person that I showed the Sun-Times to, they said, it's garbage. It has no advertising. Why'd you buy it? I say, I bought one of each. And I will say this, the Chicago Tribune had one article, is there room at the inn for a Muslim holiday in America? And so they have this this moving holiday that it's spelled EIDAL-ADHA. And it said that, you know, it would be nice if you had, amongst Christmas time and these other holidays, a Muslim holiday. The Tribune did have that, but compared to the Sun-Times was like the National Enquirer or something.
Oh, it's that's a real shame because, you know, in the old days, the Chicago Tribune was a real tribune in the classic sense of the word. It was Colonel McCormick, the publisher, was a real supporter of the America First movement. His cousin, Sissy Patterson, who was publisher of the Washington Times Herald here in D.C., she was in some respects even tougher than Colonel McCormick. She once called some of the top Jewish advertisers here in Washington, D.C. into her office and told them in some language that I can't use here on the air, but she basically told them that if they ever threatened her again, threatened to boycott her again for criticizing Israel, that she was going to cut out all of their all of their advertising and finance the newspaper herself, and then she used some choice words to tell them to leave her office. Good for Sissy Patterson. We don't have many people like her anymore.
Hey,
Country Boy, thanks for the call. Good to hear from you.
Out here.
All righty. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to the break. When we come back, the inimitable one, Jim from Texas, will be with us.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We're wrapping up this hour, and all things being equal, it looks as though I probably won't see you till after the new year, but we will close off this hour with the inimitable one, Jim from Texas. Jim, come on up and be inimitable.
I certainly hope I can, Mike, because I have a question for you.
All
your years of writing and research, have you ever, in your entire history, ever run across a bunch of callers or writers or emailers or anybody else that told you that most of the gypsies are good people, but it's their hierarchy that's at fault. Have you ever had one letter, email, phone call, anything else?
No, I haven't. I can answer
that. And you know why? Because the gypsies are a small scale, like a grain of sand in the Sahara Desert compared to the Jews, okay? But we have... You had a caller last night trying to make excuses. It's not the average Jewish fellow that's at fault. It's the hierarchy. But have you ever had one person say, the average gypsy is a swell fellow? Sure, he might con you. He might pick your pocket. He might do prostitution. He might scam you and everything else. But, you know, they're all right. It's the hierarchy that it's at fault. Come on, Mike.
Jim, you know, I said last night, and I've said this to you many, many times, I wish you were wrong, but I'm afraid you're right.
I want
you're
you
to absolutely
make
right
wrong.
About that point, Jim. You know, it's interesting. It is interesting because, you know, people want to be so nice.
Politically correct.
Yeah. I mean, it's people want to be so nice that they find themselves, you know, going through hoops, really, to try to explain away a phenomenon that has plagued mankind since
Mike,
before the time of Christ.
Mike, they go through mental gymnastics that would make Nadia Comaneci a stumbling stumblebum in order to say, well, we can't blame the whole tribe. We're only going to blame the hierarchy. But nobody's ever defended the average gypsy. Nobody. I've searched far and wide. I've never seen in my entire life anybody ever say, well, the average gypsy's a swell fellow. It's that damn king of the gypsies in his hierarchy that's doing it. Come on, Mike.
Jim, you know what you and I are going to have to do? We are going to support, we're going to have to set up a gypsy defense league.
Absolutely.
Because...
And, hey, we're going to need about 2,800 organizations. The last count I've seen, there's 2,800 Jewish organizations worldwide. Maybe just the United States, I don't know. If you get six Jews together, by the time they get out of an hour meeting, they'll have at least 12 organizations formed. That's the way they work.
And that's true. And they'll be the first ones to tell you that. Jim, but, like I said, I wish you were wrong, but I'm not going to say I'm afraid you're right. I know that you're right.
And maybe our good friend Mark Glenn can talk on this subject. I hope he does, or write a column on it or something, because it makes me mad that nobody says, wait a minute, this is completely stupid. We got people defending Muslims and everybody else, but nobody defends the gypsies.
That's right.
Never in the entire history of the world. And I ran across gypsies when I was in Germany. I ran across gypsies in the United States. I ran across them everywhere. But I've never had anybody stand up and advocate, I'm in favor of the gypsies. They're a wonderful people, except for their absolutely horrible hierarchy, who don't really speak for the average gypsy. Sorry, Mike. Hasn't happened.
Well, Jim, you have not only been inimitable here tonight, but you've made a point that a lot of people need to think about over the next couple
especially
days.
Especially your caller last night who spent a half hour talking about it's not the average when it's the hierarchy.
Well,
hello,
you know what?
Mike.
Next week, Jim, we're going to talk about this, and we're going to talk about it. Good point, Jim. Thanks for your call.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see you all next week after, I think, probably New Year's Day. In any case, stay tuned now and through the weekend for more good programming here at republicbroadcasting.org. Happy New Year, folks. I hope so, anyway. With